right, it's Christmas Eve. So what I thought I'd do is kind of just take a look back. For those of you who remember the great days of this country, the 50s, 60s, some would say 70s, some would even say 80s, that's fine. Whatever was great for you, look back on that and appreciate that. What do we have now? Wow. We don't have any talent. Our singers today, it's all pitch-corrected, auto-tuned, fraud. It is said that they could take anybody who doesn't even have to necessarily be able to carry a tune, put them in a sound studio, and make them sound like they have a fine voice. I believe that. It's all AI, and its potentials are limitless. But back in the day, you couldn't go into your computer and pull up an AI and ask for give me a pop song. Give me a hit pop country western song. Give me a hit pop soul song or Christian song. What's really odd is right now the number one song in America, I believe still is a country western song, and I can't remember the artist's name because it's AI, and it's number one. A country western song in the U.S., number one. I played a little piece of it on the program once, and it was very competent, and I'm not a country western fan. But now, all you have to do is give a prompt, and you'll get what you ask for. Also, the number one song in the, I believe it's called gospel or maybe Christian evangel, I don't know, I think it's gospel music, is also an AI voice and a physical presence, at least you got somebody to look at. And the guy's name is Solomon something, and it's number one. But he's not real. The song is artificially created, the music, the harmony, the melody, the cadence, all of it completely fabricated. The days of a human being with an exceptional talent, an extraordinary talent in many cases, coming along to entertain us is over. There may be some flukes along the way for a little while. It'll linger. But AI actually can create better music, better singing, better lyrics than most human composers. And it has been proven to be true by virtue of one poll. They sat down with a lot of people. I guess it was not a poll, it was a test. And they played music for the people, AI music and human music. And they, I believe it was 80 or 90% preferred, without knowing it, the AI music and singing to humans. It was that good. And I have played an example of an AI voice before, and it's really sensational. And I don't know how they do it, but they're getting closer now to injecting feeling, emotion into some of the voices. Now, pop music, whether it be gospel, country, western, or just regular pop music, rock music, doesn't have to have a lot of soul to it, but it does in some cases. Now, AI can have whatever the prompter or the producer wants the AI to do, the AI will do it. And that's really amazing. Spontaneous humor is just about a thing of the past. There was a man named Stan Freberg. Stan Freberg was around in the 50s and 60s, and his career actually lasted quite a long time. But he was cranking out some really remarkable, wonderful classics in the 1950s. I think there was a song called The Yellow Rose of Texas that was a big hit. And Freberg would do satires on these hit songs sometimes. And he was really something. Many of you listening never heard of Stan Freberg. So what I'll do here, there was a real fun piece that he wrote, created, scripted, arranged the orchestration for. I'll call it orchestration. And it was called Green Christmas. Green Christmas and the Meaning of Christmas. That was the formal name. Green Christmas, everybody called it. So he plays around with the Ebenezer Scrooge character. In fact, the protagonist in this satire is named Mr. Scrooge. Mr. Scrooge runs and owns an advertising agency. And the idea about Green Christmas is, how do we capitalize to our maximum ability on Christmas? This was a fun piece. So suspend your current ideals and experiences and time travel back to 1958, when Stan Freberg, standing on the front edge of invention, creativity, wit, and downright fun, was just a giant. So here we go. This is Green Christmas, 1958.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bob, humbug everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except amalgamated cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five tubeless tires,
four quarts of gin,
three cigars,
two cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a bare tree.
Tubeless tires were a big deal back then. I always had tubes before that.
Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Show all the toys up on the show.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Why don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Cards.
And commercials on a pear tree.
Jingle here, jingle there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? La, 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 la,
it is. In the 1950s, I imagine you'd hear that in almost any car during the Christmas season. It was a big hit if you do any research on these things. AM radio was king. There was no FM radio back then. And that sound at the very end, that little ka-ching, a lot of you have never heard a real cash register. It's not your fault. It's just times change. But there were every store had a big cash register. And that's the sound you'd hear. Ka-ching. It still used the expression to make fun of things. But that was Stan Freberg's take on Christmas. And it was one of the first times that anybody had ever dared criticize the money-making aspect of Christmas and big business and all the rest of it. Television, back then, just beginning to be color from what these descriptions are telling me. And it's a whole period of American history that's almost like it never happened, I guess you could say. Now, back to the talent issue. That's Stan Freberg's talent. He wasn't a singer. He was a talker-singer. And he got through everything. Like I say, that whole piece you just heard was one man's vision. And he manifested it, and it was a huge hit back in the day. Singing in the 1950s and 60s, I think we absolutely hit our zenith, no question. And many of these really great singers, and they were great, they didn't go into a recording studio in the sense that we do now. They would often sing live on television, especially on the Ed Sullivan Show. And if you look up Ed Sullivan on YouTube, there are an endless stream of live performances from artists and entertainers who are long gone, the likes of whom you'll never see again. It's just not going to happen. One of them, one of the big ones, and there were a number of them, was Jackie Wilson. See, I'm going to do some things here that I think will surprise even some of you Jackie Wilson fans, if you remember who he was at all. Then there was Elvis, of course, who owned the show in the mid-50s when he debuted, and he continued right on up until the end. Different Elvis. It's like there were two Elvis Presleys. The early Elvis and the songs of the 50s and early 60s were one, and then the later Cape Crusader Elvis, I call him sometimes. That was a different Elvis entirely. But the name was something. Jackie Wilson was a friend of Elvis. They all kind of looked at each other and wondered how they did it. What could they borrow from their act without inciting a riot or a fight? And they did borrow, and they did often copy each other to a degree. But Jackie Wilson had a voice that could cover four octaves. He was not a big man. He was actually, in the beginning, a fighter, a boxer. And he had to quit. He was good, but his mother would not stand for it. She said, "I will not support you anymore, son. You've got to cut this out." And so he found that he could carry a tune, and he started to sing. And all the moves that you'll see in some of the Ed Sullivan, the old videos, are actually body moves that are derived from his boxing. He was just a gifted athlete as well as a vocalist. So I'm going to play a couple of Jackie Wilson numbers. Now, these were recorded, I want you to keep this in mind, on live national television, Sunday nights, Ed Sullivan. It was a tradition in America for a long, long time. Ed Sullivan was just a journalist. He wasn't an entertainer, and he put together basically a variety show, and it became legendary. Now, the singers on the Ed Sullivan show, again, didn't have any tricks. All they had was their voice and one microphone that was suspended on a boom above their head, just out of sight. If you look at the top of them, you'll see their little space above the head, just above that, and sometimes it would get caught in the camera shot. It would be an RCA 44 BX microphone. That was the standard microphone for, since the early 40s, on to, get ready for this, to today. They're still using RCA 44 BX mics in recording studios. Some people love the sound, the warmth, the dynamics of the voice on that mic. Just put many of the others to shame. You can't beat it. In fact, I'm speaking on one right now. So this is a recording of Jackie with an RCA mic that you can't see, but there's nothing in front of him except the audience and a camera or two. Two big cameras, and boy, were they big back then. So he's performing and singing into a mic that he can't even see. And if you've ever done voice work, you'll know that when you put out the voice, you'd like to at least see what you're talking to. All right? If it's people, that's one thing. If it's just two big stage cameras, television cameras, and a microphone you can't see, it kind of puts you on the spot. But Jackie Wilson had something special. He had it. He had that special, brilliant talent that just mesmerized people. He was back on the Ed Sullivan Show over and over again. So we'll play this particular one, and it's called That's Why. And some of you will remember it, I think. If not, just keep in mind this is a real human being on live television with no tricks and just the voice recorded monaurally, not even stereophonically, on the stage, on a boom, above his head. And this went to, I don't know how many millions of Americans were watching the Ed Sullivan Show, but it was a hell of a lot. All right, here we go. Here's Jackie on stage, live.
The way you make me feel like I belong. The way you make me right when I am wrong. The way you
can a poor man be? That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, 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 I want the world to know. The way you rub my back when I'm pain. The way you soothe me so I won't complain. And when you kiss me with your ruby red lips, it thrills me so I turn a back over flip. But that is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why. Don't you know, baby?
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, 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 I want the world to know. Now if Shakespeare don't plan Juliet really loved Romeo from the time they met, he would blow his top if he could see just how you've been loving me. The way you love my back when I'm pain. The way you soothe me so I won't complain. And when you kiss me with your ruby red lips, it thrills me so I turn a back. I want you to take it easy, baby. Take it easy, honey. Yeah, don't you know it now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, don't stop the music. Let's go. That is why. Come on now, honey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the world to know.
No laugh track, no canned applause, none of that. That's the toughest part about being an entertainer live. Now, some of the singers I understand on stage who are live, their voice goes through a processor before it's released through the loudspeakers in the concert hall or wherever they are. So it's you're not even hearing the real voice. How about that? So I won't say it's all lies and deceit, but it's arguably fraud, if you think about it. All right, let's see here. We're going to do another one. Then I'm going to switch gears on you. I think you'll be quite surprised. All right, where is it here? Okay, there. Here we go. All right. Let's see if I can start. Oh, that's a surprise. Hold on. That's not what I asked for. Now let me do this again. Okay, I think this is it. I hope. Now we'll get through the commercial. By the way, if you don't have time tonight, try tomorrow to watch A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version, whichever is your favorite. But the 1951 version is a great one. Alastair Sim. All right, here's Jackie singing again. Now, he's right out in the middle of the stage. There's nobody around him. A microphone is above his head about 3 feet, and yet the sound is recorded this well. All right, this is... Well, I'll just let the title speak for itself.
Someone to care. Someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Someone to kiss, someone to
someone to kiss, someone to make.
That's talent. They don't have that anymore. Nobody around can do that. Not that I've seen. Jackie Wilson. Now, I'm going to show you what that guy could do that nobody understands. He had what we'd call an operatic voice that his popular songs, of course, never really accessed. He did record a number of semi-classical pieces to show his voice, which I've always found the voice a great voice, the ultimate musical instrument. And this one is predicated on a piece of classical music. It's a piano concerto. The theme is the melody, okay? The words, no, they were written for the song. But this was a very big hit. I can't remember the year. 61, 62, maybe something like that. And it was, again, people would say, I know that melody. I've heard that before. They couldn't quite figure it out. But it was Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto number 1. And the words that they wrote for it came out to be so successful, they titled it Alone at Last. Now, the same guy, same program, actually, the Ed Sullivan Show, and just that one microphone. Now, take a listen. He couldn't be more than 135 pounds. See the difference? That's having a voice that he just didn't show it off very much. Big voice, wonderful voice. And they had a lot of talk at the time that he might be the next great, well, semi-classical tenor in the world. But he went with the call back then, hip-hop, rock and roll sound, which worked wonderfully for him. Unfortunately, he had a manager and a company that's one of them, the tiny hats, and they took all of his money. And when he fell on hard times, he had nothing. They took it all, basically. It happens. There's one more. I'm going to play a little, a piece of it anyway. Let's see if I can find it here. All right. There's that. If you just joined us, this is Christmas Eve, and we're just having a little fun here. Okay, there's that. And I know what it is. Okay. Remember, all right, this. Now, this one is another one that was predicated on a melody that came from another piece of music, just symphonic music, but they scored it with words. And this is good. Now, I want you to just to listen again to the bigness of this man's voice and how, I don't know how they got the sound as good as they did with just that one microphone. Is just, it was a magnificent development, and they are still using it today. All right. This is called Forever and a Day. And there was another version of the same musical piece that was scored as well, and it was called, I'll have to think of it. I can't quite remember it now. But it was, there was another version of it. Same melody, but a different set of lyrics. But this one, Forever and a Day. All right. And remember, all these songs back then were designed to be 2 to 3 minutes long. That was it. They knew then that attention spans were everything. Jackie Wilson, beautiful voice, just an incredible voice. They don't have talent like that now. You can't find it. It's just because it isn't there. And now with AI having 2 number one hits in the U.S., one in, I'm going to call it gospel because I don't know the exact name of the category, and the other is country western, number one, all 100% AI. Pretty crazy. And that's where we are. All right, we're running a little short here. Let's see. What's next? I should not. We all know who Elvis was, all right? You know the big names. Many of you know Jackie Wilson. Lonely Teardrops, that was his most famous song. I don't want to play the bigs. I want to show you things that you don't normally get to hear. And here is another one. Let's see if I can get this pulled up real quick. I think I'll just play one. Let's see. Which one shall I play? Okay, I'll give it this, and then maybe another one. Okay. Now, I really believe this, without any question, the best crooner was Tony Williams. Better than Nat King Cole. Now, everyone's got their tastes. That's fine. I'm just saying, in my opinion, Tony Williams, the most underrated singer of melody that probably was around, maybe nothing since then. I don't know anybody. But here, just we're going to change gears and slow this way down. But I want you to listen to this fellow's voice. He was great.
Must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for a two. No good alone to each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I know I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own. To grow, there must be a glove to open each door. There's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed. For they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I've found my own, one and only.
The new iPhone 17. Okay, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Told you, they all stayed in that same little package. And I think I've got enough time here to duck one more from Tony in. Let's see. All right. Okay. This is it. Very good. It seems to have actually come up. Okay. This is another one. Remember, this is the group, the Platters. But the number one singer in the group, of course, was Tony Williams. He never got the recognition he deserves. Okay, and I know all of you have your favorites, if you like the older music, and remember it, but these are just some of my little Christmas present. Here's the ultimate Christmas carol. By the way, Tony Williams, Jackie Wilson, all the singers in the 50s, most all of them, the male singers, certainly were inspired by the greatest natural voice ever, I think, in a human body, and that was the voice of Mario Lanza. Here is, I think, also the greatest Christmas carol. I've always liked this one. There are many wonderful Christmas carols. Here's a good one. All right. I'm going to start this just a little in.
Lead us not into temptation, but
All right, well, some of you might say, well, that's not a Christmas carol. Well, it is actually a Christmas carol. It's included in the repertoire of all Christmas songs. There is, if you want to do a straight Christmas carol, though, there's another one. And I think we have just enough time to get this in. See if we can do this. Okay. Mario Lanza.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and sorrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill.
All right, forgive me, I'm going to have to move it forward. We won't be able to hear all of it. So I want you to hear the final minute at least. All right, here we go. Christmas, everybody. Thanks for being here, and thanks for having been here for so many years, 32 and counting. Have a great day tomorrow. Enjoy and give thanks for what we do have, and I mentioned earlier, some of us don't have what we deserve. Take care. Good night.